Welcome, everybody. Share number 1006, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we spoke about last time what is the correct order in reference to when one has various different type of foods, right? What comes first, what comes second? So we went through just real quickly. We said Hamoitzis first, Mizonos is next. Then you have Baron Pri HaGefen, right? And so on down the line, you have Eitz Adama. Then you have Shahakal in general is the last one because of the fact that Shahakal is the cloliest stick of bracha. We want to zoom in. The more specified a bracha is, the higher level it is. It would come before, it would come first. Now, in reference to Hamoitzi, or Bar Pri HaGefen, and it's interesting, brought down in the Mishabura that we'll try and see it inside Bezrus Hashem, but Lamaisa Day, because of the fact that they have different brachas, right? In other words, yeah, I take a regular drink, I have sodas, regular shahakal. I drink soda, not water. Water, of course, is shahakal only if a person's thirsty, but even soda, orange juice, whatever I'm drinking, in general, is shahakal. So why Baruch Pri HaGefen? It's a drink. What's the big deal? Why am I making a HaGefen? So we'll see a little bit how that works. But Lemaisa, since the point I'm trying to get at is that since the HaGefen, the Baruch Pri HaGefen is a specialized bracha, therefore it moves up the ladder, as they say, moves up the line. And as we know, obviously Hamoitzi is also a specified bracha when you're making a bracha on bread. And all the chashivas, importance surrounding that. So that would come first. Okay, but be it as it may, I don't want to get off on a tangent. We'll get to all that. So now the question is, so now we see different foods, different drinks, or whatever the case might be, is various different brachas and the order and so on. Now, but the question is, what about if you have the same, right? I have two fruits in front of me. I have in front of me, let's say, the famous case that the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down to start. Let's say I have a apple, right, and I have a olive. Okay, so actually, that case, the Israel Lachas brings down, not really the Shulchan Aruch, but be it as it may. Okay, so the mice have two things in front of me, and one of them is actually from the Shivas Aminim. That's what's the point is going to be over here. One of the fruits in front of me with the same bracha is from the Shivas Aminim. Let's say a case in time of grapes, right? I have grapes in front of me, and I have an apple in front of me. Now I want to eat both at the same time. So I'm going to make one Baruch Pri HaEitz, right, on everything in general. That's how it's done, right? I have, two or three or four items in front of me, and they're all the same bracha. So I'm going to make one bracha for everything. Oh, but now the question is, I'll make a Baruch Pri HaEitz. I have an orange in front of me, I have an apple, I have grapes, whatever the case might be. But the question is, what bracha do I make it on? In other words, what bracha? I'm going to make a bracha on one item, and that one item is going to cover everything in front of me because of the fact that it's all the same bracha. It's all Baruch Pri HaEitz. But which item should I take and make the bracha on? Oh, so this all falls under the halachas of Dinei Kedima v'Birchas HaPeiros, right? I have peiros fruits in front of me. I want to know, and it's all the same bracha. What do I do? So Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch starts out and tells us in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't start out and tell us, well, the order of brachas is first Hamoitzi and then Mizonos, and now the line. It starts out, if you have two fruits in Siman Reish Yud Aleph, which is our Siman, the Siman of which bracha comes first is Siman Reish Yud Aleph, if I have two fruits in front of me or three fruits in front of me, what bracha comes first? And they're all the same bracha. And then afterwards, the Shulchan Aruch actually moves on to what do you do if it's different brachas. That's very interesting how he starts out. But he says, Hoy lefon of mine peiros harbe. I have various different fruits in front of me, right? In Birchas Em Shavai, says the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, the first one, Sif Aleph, if the brachas are the same, right? Everything in front of me is the same right now because it's all fruits. It's all fruits that are Baruch Pri HaEitz. I shouldn't say it's all fruits because you have other things also. You have sometimes melons and different things which could classify as fruits, and they could be Ho'adama. So we have fruits which are Baruch Pri HaEitz. In Birchaseim Shavais, they're all Baruch Pri HaEitz. Okay. And by the way, the Mishabura does bring down that example. He brings down grapes. We'll see right away. He brings on grapes in the Sifkat and Beis, grapes and apples. Okay. But be it as it may, all different types of ho'eitz, it wouldn't make a difference. They're all in front of you. The question is, what do I make the bracha? Am v'yesh b'nei min shiva. Ah. So now, the first case we're seeing over here is that you have fruits from the Shiva Saminim. Okay, you have fruits from the Shiva Saminim. Fruits from the Shiva Samina, Yesh Bname Min Shiva. Makta Min Shiva. You have to make the bracha. You start out with making the bracha on the fruit, the item that is from the Shiva Saminim. Doesn't mean you start out, but in other words, that's what you make the bracha on, and that will cover everything else in front of you. We're not talking about a case where it's not, the other things are not in front of you. We're not getting into that right now. We're talking about a case whereby, hayulafonav, mine peris, these peris are in front of you. Now, I just want to explain a minute. What do we mean by shiva samina, min shiva? What is that all about? So there's a pasuk in the Torah. Mishabir actually brings it down. Sifkat and Gimel, he brings down the Potsik, Eretz, Chita, Sa'ira, Vagevin, Uta'ina, Vasa'ina, Vareman, Eretz, Zeitz, Shemen, Udavash. So we're going to try and go through that Pasuk next year, but that is the Pasuk with the Shiva Saminim, these various different fruits that are sort of like, we'll see in the Mishabura, Mishabeach, the Eretz Yisrael, sort of like brings praise to Eretz Yisrael, fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have to mean that these are Badavka from Eretz Yisrael, but these are what we call quote unquote fruits from the Shiva Saminim that are mentioned in this Pasuk, and these take precedence over other fruits. And then we're going to see even the fruits in the Pasuk itself. The closer they are to the beginning, the more precedence they're going to take, the higher up they will also be. We'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge, as they say, when we get there. But right now, we have this pasuk. So let's just end off today's shir. We have two fruits in front of us, three fruits in front of us, and one of them are mentioned in this pasuk from the Shiva Saminim. So that is the fruit, and the Roba Repriyo eats that, and that is the fruit that we will make the bracha on, and we will have in mind the other fruits, whatever it is. You have a grape, so you're going to make a Barapri Ha'etz on the grape, because the grape is mentioned, right? V'gefen, the grape is mentioned in that pasuk. Makes it one of the Shiva Saminim, and with that Geffen, and with that, you're going to make Barapri Eitz on the grape, and you're going to have in mind also the apple, orange, or any other fruit that's in front of you at that time. It could also be a fruit that you'll just have in mind you're going to eat anyway, so you could have that in mind, even though it might still be in the fridge. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Rocha Kol Tuv.